just had a big bite of peanut butter, and so I still have kind of the remains of it kind of floating around in my mouth.
We're just going to like smack into listeners' ears.
Smack away. Smack. Hey, episode 54 of Meet the Hollifields.
We made it.
We made, what did we make, Chrissy?
I don't know. But we're still doing it. We're still, that's what's important.
We're still podcasting. We haven't put a podcast out since July. That doesn't matter, though. It's Halloween night right now while we're recording this.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And so we had the funniest experience. I'm going to kind of let Chrissy tell a little bit about it because so this is kind of what inspired this whole podcast, really. It was such an amazing story that I was like, we have to talk about this on a podcast. And so Chrissy's like, let's just crank the podcast up tonight. Let's start recording it.
Indeed.
But who's going to watch Lucy? Well, Lucy's in the other room watching cartoons.
We got her watching PJ Masks. Everything's fine. We're good.
We're good.
Until she freaks out.
Until she freaks out. You tell what happened tonight.
I mean, I don't even know if I should like back it up. I'm going to back it up with the basic story, right? We took Lucy trick-or-treating down the block, across the street, and back down the block, right? And we ended up at a house where it was a girl passing out candy, a little girl, and her grandparents were so excited.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming over. Thank you for coming.
They were so excited.
And they were old. They were hunched over old guy.
Easily in their 90s. Easy.
You think that old?
I think so. Yeah. And so the older gentleman.
He kind of leans into me. Like he's about ready to give me this like super duper top secret treat.
Secret handshake.
Yeah. Like hey, buddy.
He's like, this is for you.
So and I then, expect like a bottle of booze or whiskey or something, right? Pocket knife.
And the grandma gave me one. But so what it was like a super dry fruitcake for the parents, right? So they gave candy to Lucy. They
but it
gave
was
us
packaged
like,
up
it was
professionally.
Packaged. It was super dry raisin nut coffee.
I think old
bread.
People really like it, though.
No, I think so. So they were like really excited to give it to us. And then
I was like, what am I going to do
with
this?
We left and we're like, are we going to ever eat this? And so as a joke, when we got home, we put one of them in the top of our candy bowl.
Yeah, when we're passing it out to trick-or-treaters.
Right. And we're like, this will be hilarious because everybody will dig around it all night. The first batch of trick-or-treaters that came
go
after
ape
we
shit
did
over
that,
it. Ape shit. What is that? What is that?
This little girl was like, oh my gosh, I want this so bad.
Yeah, and but her, didn't somebody else say, what is that? What is that?
Her older brother, who is probably about 13, was like, no, what was that? What'd she get? What was that? What was that?
Just going
and
nuts.
Of course, I was like.
I mean, there's Sour Patch Kids. Oh, there's gummy
and
worms.
There were like seven
Starburst.
Kids,
right? In this bowl, they could pick anything they want. They see this old man cookie.
Dry coffee cookie with raisins in it. And this kid is like, oh, man, do you have any more?
And I'm hearing this. I'm in the kitchen. And I'm listening. I'm like, is this really happening? Am I really hearing this guy going?
I wanted to give that kid a hug so bad. So I was like, you know what? I have one more. Let me find it. So I'm running through the house trying to find Lucy's pumpkin with candy in it so I can take out the coffee cake that I got.
And then I open the door. Oh, wait.
The door closed.
Oh, yeah. The door closed.
You opened it. Yeah. And the kid is there. His whole family left. The whole family. And he's standing there. And he said, what did he say to you?
Something about waiting.
He's
like,
wait. I'm waiting.
Like, I'm waiting for that cookie, man. He wants a taste of that old man cookie.
Just amazing. And I was like, dude, the highlight of disappointment in that child's life will be when he gets home and sees that it's like a hard raisin cookie.
Like it's a bread cookie. It's like an old man, like you dip it into your coffee.
That's exactly what it is. That poor boy. Like, I just want to give him the biggest hug because that was amazing.
No, but I was telling you, maybe in this like area of town, right? Because like we moved a little bit west, right? We're not going to lie here. We moved a little bit on the west side.
We moved into what some would call, quote unquote, the ghetto.
No, it's not the ghetto.
It's not, though. That's the thing.
We got nice neighbors.
People think that, and it's not. No. It's actually an amazing neighborhood.
It's a great neighborhood. But anyway. Maybe they go ape shit over the old man cookie over here, you know?
Right.
Because it's not only is it a treat, but it's bread too. Like that's It's.
I can't even. Okay, okay. There were so many groups of kids. This is. I feel like I'm being mean.
No, you're talking about the guy with the beard trick or treating.
Well, that guy. But first, I want to talk about how we would hear groups of kids come up to our door before they knocked.
Oh, jeez.
And they would sit around going, "Oh man, this is the rich house. These guys are so rich." And we were just behind the door laughing. Yeah,
like what?
Like, just laughing. Rich. We're like, "You have no idea." You are not just, getting a full-size candy bar.
Just because we have like these weird iron gates, like we didn't ask for them.
It was built onto the house.
Is that what makes it seem fancier than it really is, those iron gates?
But also, there was a group of kids that came earlier, and they complimented you on our cameras.
Like, that's kind of weird.
So
like,
I have like an Arlo, we have an Arlo system, yeah, right? Like one camera.
A little 10-year-old. Yeah, you got nice cameras over there.
That was so cute.
What's the code to get in your house? Like he's
like, "I really like your cameras. These are nice cameras."
Like, what? That's not like, I thought everybody has one of those cameras.
Oh my gosh. I want every kid who came over tonight to just come party. Like, just have a party in our house because they are the coolest kids.
Anyway, well, now you're inviting the whole neighbor. No, we got good neighbors.
Will.
That's the thing, right? So,
yeah.
We got great neighbors.
We really do.
Up and down, right? Cool mm-hmm. people, they give out the fruitcake. I don't know. Well, so we didn't. So Lucy dressed up. We took her trick or treating this year. Yeah. I was excited.
Oh, it was
so. Yeah. She's 2 years old. She turned two in September.
She kind of gets it.
And so she kind of gets it. She's walking. She's kind of talking.
Mm-hmm.
We take her to the Spirit Halloween store in. I kind of let that up to you. I was like, "Chrissy, you find her a costume."
Well, and I pointed at every costume, and every costume I was like, "Do you want this?" And she nodded. So I was like, "Well,
a nod,
I guess."
Like a yes nod?
Yeah, like, yeah, I want that. So I'm like, "Well, I'm going to pick one then because you like everything." And I picked her the most adorable Supergirl outfit. It's so cute.
It's Superman.
Oh.
But you just keep
saying. Okay. No, Supergirl is a real thing. I will fight you.
Is it the same S?
The same, it's the same what?
S.
Like logo?
Yeah, the yeah, Superman.
Yeah, so Superman is a man.
So how do you know, okay,
Supergirl,
so if they're flying in the air, right? How do you know,
right.
Oh, that's Supergirl, Superman.
Supergirl wears,
how do you distinguish them?
Supergirl has a skirt.
Oh, so you can see up her skirt.
And it's probably magical, so you can't. But she also has long hair and she's girly.
Oh, so this is all based on
it's
looks.
It's very sexist. Indeed.
All right.
But well, there is a Superman and a Supergirl, and there's actually a super dog, but we don't need to get into that right now.
We got a dog.
We have a dog. We could put a cape on
him. We could talk about Karen. Karen.
We did get a dog named Karen.
No, but we got to finish talking about Halloween. So we took Lucy out. We got her this Superman dress.
Supergirl.
Anyway.
Okay.
Supergirl.
But she calls herself Superman.
Superman. Indeed. I sometimes slip and call her Spider-Man. But you know, I
same
know
colors.
I know
different
who,
universe.
I know who Spider-Man is, and I know who Superman
right.
is. I'm not that ignorant and dumb when it comes to comics.
No, for sure. But it's the same colors.
It's just a
it
slip.
It can
it's
get
a
confusing.
Slip. It's a slip.
Right.
A
I got slip. You.
Anyway.
I got you.
So, we took her to your office today for a little trick-or-treating.
And she was terrified, and she would not say trick-or-treat, and she would not approach anybody.
She wouldn't do that tonight. We ended up having to hold her bucket tonight.
We did be parents that were like, "Could you please give us candy?" And it was really embarrassing.
Well, and the thing is you guys are just going to go home and eat it. Like, this kid.
Which, they're not wrong.
Well, I'm not eating it. I'm still doing the keto.
I'm still doing keto. You are.
I am.
I'm eating all the candy. This is parental tax. I will eat your Halloween candy while you sleep because I earned it. Period.
Are you going to raid the older kids' Halloween candy?
Hell yeah, yeah.
Especially since Lucy didn't get very much.
The second they fall asleep, I am going in and I'm stealing all the Almond Joys that
they
have.
Almond Joys are good.
Oh, they're so good.
You know what? You know what? I really. You know, Halloween candy is interesting. Oh man, some of the best. Just those little miniature candy bars. They are so perfectly sized.
Tiny little square Snickers.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Part of me wants to break your keto and be like, eat it,
no,
eat it.
Well,
but the other part is like, I want to be a supportive wife.
No. I see, the thing is, I don't really do keto per se because I'm not like.
You're a little more carnivore.
Well, I.
You're very disciplined. Pat yourself on the back.
No. Here's the problem.
Okay.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
I know how easy it would be for me to just be like, give me one candy bar.
Right.
And then, give me another. And then I'll be like, I didn't gain any weight. And then I'd be like, I can eat another one. I could sneak another one and no one's going to see.
For sure. And that is why I am the fatty in our relationship, because I will eat all the food.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Thank you. But I just,
you're smart, babe. Just accept that you're smart, and every adult in the world wishes that they could be like you.
No, I'm not. I got my own demons, man.
Nah, I mean, we all do. However, it comes to food and exercise, we all wish we could be like you.
Yeah, I've been good with going
to
the gym.
You're really good. You are really good.
I don't know how or why. I really don't. Huh? I just do it.
It's a good habit.
Yeah, it's weird.
I have a gym membership, and I go once a month.
You've gone twice.
You
go hard.
When I go, I sit on the massage chair.
It's at the work.
I go to the red light treatment and tanning. And then I'm like, that was a great workout. I feel so good about myself. And then I come home.
Wait, did you not even do any gym the last time you went?
I did squats. I did. I did weighted squats.
You went all the way down there and you didn't work out?
Dude, I did squats. I got on the whole thing with the bar and I put weight on the bar and I squatted.
You know what's crazy to me, Chrissy?
But also, I mostly enjoyed myself.
Used to be like this badass weightlifter.
Dude, I was hardcore.
Like, I saw pictures of you.
I know.
I was
at the gym every day for about 2 hours. Every day. And all I did was eat eggs. That was it.
Speaking of eggs, that's another horrible.
That's a whole thing.
That's another horrible thing that happened to me with eggs.
We've had a lot going on.
But anyway, the gym. So you're enjoying this gym.
I mean, I am. And you know,
I'm giving you a hard time.
I need to mentally get back. It's like a switch.
You know
what's
starting to make me nervous though?
What?
Is you're starting to complain about things like aches and pains and stuff like that. And it's kind of like, and you know as well as I know that if you did go to the gym, you probably wouldn't
feel them. So I always know when my back starts hurting really bad, it means I need to work out, because it's like I have neglected all of my muscles that make my body feel okay. And my back is taking the brunt of it, and I'm very aware of it recently.
Yeah.
And so I know that I need to go and work out my core. And
you would feel
arms.
Good, right? And you would probably live longer.
I would feel so good. And I just need to do it.
What can I do? What can I do to help you?
I don't even know.
Here's the thing. I don't want to ever tell you to go, because I don't want you to be calling me fat?
You don't body shame. You're the first person in my life who I have been in a relationship with who has not body shamed me. And I think that's why I've become lazy. And that is a very shit thing to do. And I apologize.
So if I start putting you down?
Yeah, then I'll probably work out more. But I don't want you to do that. I need to be proactive. And I need to just tell you, I'm coming home from work. I'm going to hit the gym for a half hour. I'll be a half hour late.
You want to know
something? That's what I need to do.
Do you want to know something?
Sure.
You saying that to me, your first instinct is like, oh, you know, like I've already had a long day, da, 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 right?
Right.
And my thing is like, oh, well, then that, you know, means Chrissy won't be home till later, right?
Right.
Here's the thing, though. Once you start doing that, all of a sudden, it'll just become normal. Like, oh, Chrissy gets home at this time.
True.
Chrissy
and gets home I will have more energy.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So it becomes part. I remember this when I started taking night classes at Salt Lake Community.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm never going to have time for anything. And I was putting out two episodes a week of I Am Salt Lake, going to night classes,
my mind.
Plus working a full-time job.
Yeah. I don't know how you did that.
Well, I didn't have kids.
Well, yeah, fair.
No,
fair.
So it was weird because I still you have the time you have.
You do.
That's what's amazing about it. Like, I'm still fighting with a lot of things, right? Like, I got this thing with reading more books, for example, and meditation and all this. Oh, I don't have more time. I've started slipping it in, and it's like, I don't feel like I'm all of a sudden out all this time.
Yeah. I mean, when you really make it a priority, it doesn't feel like you're losing time, for sure. And I definitely need to do that, and I will.
Would twice a week do anything for you?
Oh, for sure.
Or would that be...
No, twice a week, I would feel so much better.
So why don't you start with twice a week? Go Wednesday and Saturday.
All right, let's do it.
Or
let's do it.
Wednesday and Sunday.
After work.
Okay.
And Saturday, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do a full body workout.
Let's make sure we don't have any podcast interviews on Wednesday. Well, if we do, then you go on Tuesday. Then you go Tuesday or Thursday or something like that.
I'm flexible.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Giddy up. Ba-ba-boom.
Indeed.
Anyway, Halloween. So Halloween. Did we say other three older kids? They went down to Provo.
Right. They went to hang out with their cousins. Which, we don't know if they're actually trick or treating. I thought it was a little.
You
know,
it's like, come on, guys, just hang out with us. But I get it. I get it. But at the same time, it would have been nice if they would have hang out. Like one day. So this is our dream, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I was saying.
Your dream.
Well, our dream. Well, we were talking about this earlier because I was just thinking, like, how cool would it be if we kind of, you know, you have a big get together or halfway get, invite a few people over Halloween, you're passing out candy, you're flipping some burgers.
Yeah, just having a party.
Having a few beers if you do the beer thing or, you know, cocktails or whatever.
We're doing it next year.
But decorate, you know, play the scary music and
have
blah, blah,
fog
blah.
Machine.
And that way everybody wants to stay here, you know?
Yeah, totally. We're going to have a party.
Because we're a family, damn it. We're a family.
Damn it, you stay here and you enjoy us.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's not, but I think most parents could relate.
The last episode that we recorded, I kind of wanted to jump right into like what's going on in our
catching
life.
Up.
And that's what we did, right? We talked about it's Halloween. We're recording this Halloween. But the last episode of Meet the Hollowfields was way back in July. We were talking about a meth house, but we found this beautiful house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We moved in pretty quick.
We did not buy the meth house.
Pretty quick. And I'm digging it. So, let's talk about how we moved the podcast studio because I think we've done a few recordings of this.
We have.
It's kind of like, did we talk about that? Did we talk about this? We're recording now out of our house, which.
Spare bedroom.
It could be crazy in some people's eyes. So far, so good. Well, sort of, because we had this idea like, man, my nose is like all stuffed up for some reason.
Well, we were walking on a lot of grass.
Yeah, we were walking
tonight.
On grass, and I got horrible grass allergies. Yeah. So anyway, to make a long story short, we're like, let's just move the podcast studio into the spare bedroom because we're going to eventually build the garage out into a podcast studio.
Right.
That way, when we do a podcast, the kids can just hang out in the basement.
Right.
And watch some
just
movies
party,
or
man.
Just party, you know. And so far, so good. Mm-hmm. The only thing is I feel really guilty because I probably make a bigger deal than I should about, okay, let's keep it down. But it's like, I want to, here's the problem. When we have a guest in, it's like, I got one shot to get a recording here.
Right.
Like
when it's just us, we can just do it over
like,
and over.
It's
right?
kind of like, oh, wait, let's record over. But it's like,
start over.
You have a guest here and it's like,
They have limited time. And we have to respect that.
And we already have to deal with like planes going overhead right now.
Yeah. We're very close to the airport.
But way to give our location, Chrissy.
Oh, sorry. Because that's just someone's going to find us right now. I mean, Target right on.
Like, wait.
No one else is close to the airport but us.
Way to just tell all of our listeners where we live.
Ah, damn it. but anyway, it's been great. It really has. We haven't been able to record as much as we had hoped.
But tonight, the older kids are, like we said, at their cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And Lucy, we threw her on the bed to watch TV.
we finally were like, watch TV.
And so
we're going to talk.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good. Let's see how it goes.
So what else is going on?
Oh, my gosh.
Seems like a lot.
So much has happened.
We got a dog.
Let's talk about the dog.
Karen. We got a little dog, Karen.
She's awesome.
Well, you know, she is.
I know she's kind of a handful.
Well, she's a handful, but like I feel like she hates me. I got this thing with this dog.
I don't think she hates you.
No, I think she's scared of me.
I think she's nervous. Well, obviously, she was definitely in a bad situation before we rescued her. She's very afraid of people in general.
So here's my question, right?
Okay.
Like, so these rescues, like say for example with Karen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was beaten and all this. I'm just visualizing like the police coming down and how do they know where this dog, how do they know this dog was beaten? And
well, I don't think
like,
anyone knows. I think we only realize it because of the way that she.
No, but they told us that when we
did
adopted
they?
Her. Yeah, like I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure.
I didn't hear that.
Like she was kind of scared.
She's very.
And so
scared.
I figured, well, give her time and she'll open up, which she started to do
a little bit. But dogs notoriously, if they're beat even a little bit, they retain that memory for a long time. I mean, kick dog syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, right? So a dog that has experienced that will always react.
I wonder if there's a way to get rid of that. I wonder if there's a quicker way to get rid of that.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, my whole thing is like spoil her, but that's my whole thing with everybody.
Yeah, so. Which isn't always the best solution.
It's not a good solution.
Yeah. No, I'm aware. Yeah, I don't know. If anybody has any ideas and you're listening right now on like ways to kind of help.
How can we help her feel secure?
But not
destroy the house.
She's attached to a few of the kids.
Right.
To Tate and to Lucy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And
Lucy?
Tava.
She's attached to Tava. Lucy is so attached to her that one night, we could not get Lucy to sleep all night because the dog was sleeping in someone else's bedroom. And she kept crying for the dog.
Yeah.
And
they're going to grow up together.
Yeah. And I kind of feel bad for Karen because...
Well, Karen's the dog, by the way. For those who don't know.
So Lucy loves her to death, but kind of treats her like a stuffed animal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like there's been a few times she's laying on her.
She lays on her like a pillow. She puts her in a headlock for hours at a time because to her that's a hug, right? Like she just loves this dog.
Which is cute and it's adorable. So cute.
And Karen deals with it.
And
Karen
I know Lucy
never gets
means
upset.
Well. I know she means well.
Yeah, no, she just wants to love her. And Karen never gets upset. It never bothers her. But I'm kind of like, be a little gentler, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe in a year. Who knows?
What, you think Lucy in a year?
Yeah, Lucy will learn about being, you know, I mean, as kids grow.
So what's going on here with Lucy now? I feel like
what's going on with Lucy?
Like I feel like I don't know what to do. But I feel, here's the thing, right? I feel like I need a rule book or an instruction manual, right? Like I feel like.
See, and I don't even know if that will help because every child is so different.
Well, that's what I was actually, Tate was actually asking like, oh, how do you know? Cause he was kind of showing concern on like potty training Lucy, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Today on the drive home from school.
Oh, cute.
And you know, how are we going to get Lucy potty trained? Yeah. Well, because she farted in the car. We thought she crapped her pants and which was crazy because I changed a poopy diaper. So that's how this whole thing started.
Okay.
And then he was like, well, you know, how are we doing this? Like, is she going to learn this or what? And I don't know. My first instinct with everything is like, well, she's not going to wear a diaper when she's like 15, I hope, right?
Yeah.
Like she's going to have to learn eventually.
Well, and the thing with potty training is you kind of have to wait until the child is mentally ready and everybody's ready at a different age.
So then why do people brag? Like I feel like, so I posted.
People are assholes.
I posted this picture of this porta potty or what do they call it?
The little tiny potty chair that we
tiny
got.
Tiny potty chair.
It was a potty chair for Lucy.
That you found on Amazon.
Uh-huh. It's
the cutest little thing.
And I buy things even if we don't need them.
So I posted it on Facebook and people are like, well, I potty trained my kid when it was 9 months old. And this, and I'm just like, well.
And you know what I want to say to them?
Sorry.
If you're listening, bite me. Because you know what that means? If you potty trained your kid at 9 months old, do you know what that means? That means you spent half of your day.
Yeah.
Running and holding your kid over a sink and waiting until they peed. Because I know about it. It's infant potty training and it is bullshit. And that's all I have to say. And if you did it, sorry. Good for you or whatever. But come on. Do you really want to spend your entire day worrying about when your infant is going to pee? I don't. Am I a jerk?
No,
has that kind of time?
Anyway.
Okay.
So
the whole thing is, in my opinion, Lucy will sit on the potty when she decides that she wants to be a big girl.
Can I fill people in on my allergy situation? Because I feel like I've shared so much of it, like on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah,
and so if you're listening and like you follow on Facebook, you've heard me talk about like my horrible grass allergies, right? Mm-hmm. And so for the longest time, I just thought I had really bad grass allergies. You eventually got us this allergy sensitive test or something. Where
it's
we
like
had
a sensitivity test. Quite an allergy test, but.
Where we had to mail some hair samples. Mm-hmm. Well, you tell a little bit about it.
So it's called testmyallergy.com.
Which I was like, oh, a bunch of hocus pocus.
Right. And they do a thing where they test the response to your DNA or whatever against a bunch of foods and a bunch of. What, like outdoor, indoor stuff? Like just
all kinds
of
weird
stuff.
Vitamins
and like gut
biome.
Yeah. And so we both did it.
I mean, it was pretty inexpensive. It was like under $100. So
well,
it was like,
I found it on a deal. So I got both of them for half off.
On a Groupon?
No, it was just on sale the day I found it. It would have been about $400.
Oh, it's on a website?
Yeah.
That was probably like every day it's always had half off.
It's one of those things that are like special now. Yeah, and I fell for it.
You go to borrow, it's still special now.
If it says it's a deal, but I'm going to buy it.
Took it.
So we did it.
And first of all, it took us a while to actually get it in the mail.
Because it did. It took like 2 weeks before I actually got it.
Who mails stuff
anymore? Who has a stamp ever?
Yeah. Like what is going on here?
So we finally did that.
And we get it back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Should I talk about
about your results.
Well, my results. Well, they were a lot of things that I already knew. Like
right,
with
right.
wheat and, mm-hmm. and, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The tough one for me to swallow were eggs.
Literally.
Because I've been eating a lot of eggs.
Since 12 a day.
No. Well, there were some days I would eat 12.
Yeah.
Probably total.
Probably.
8 to 10 eggs was common. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's telling me that.
For about a year.
More than that.
2 years.
All, could be even longer than that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you think about it, I loved eggs. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of eggs. Even when I wasn't doing keto, I'd still eat a lot of eggs. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so it tells me that I'm allergic to egg yolk,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And so I'm like, what the hell? But here's the problem. I just wanted to feel good.
Right.
Right. Like I'm at a point where I'm just like, that's why I'm trying so much stuff. I mean, I'm doing stuff for my tinnitus and I'm mm-hmm. doing, you know, that's why I'm doing the exercising and the eating good. And we can get into the tinnitus thing too, maybe. So I'm like, well, you know what? I start reading and I'm like, it says right here, you know, 72 hours to get eggs out of your system, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, you know what? I eat a lot. It's a big staple. It will feel a bit of a loss, but mm-hmm. I'll try it. Why not?
Right.
I mean.
Elimination diet, right?
Holy shit. That was honestly, I think the way I was feeling was allergic reactions, which I thought it was from grass.
Mm-hmm.
It was from eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs.
And then grass heightened it.
Well, it's still like this test said I was still allergic to grass and I'm allergic to like deers or something.
Yeah, deer and foxes, which sucks because we can't have a pet fox.
So the longer I've been off of eggs, the better I almost feel.
Yeah.
And I believe there's so much like I have to because eggs are high in histamines or something, right? And so,
yeah. You have a very high level of histamines in your system in general.
Because when I went to an allergy guy, which mm-hmm. I think maybe we talked about it on this podcast, when we went to an allergist, they did the scratches
the
on my
tests.
Back.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out why I was feeling so shitty.
Well, and they were kind of awful because they're like, well, you're not like clinically allergic to anything. However, your histamine level in your body is through the roof. And they didn't give you any suggestions. They're like, well, good luck. And they didn't know what it was. They didn't get, you know, I mean, like, that's crazy. You're a doctor.
Well,
help out.
And why they wouldn't say, well, have you thought about it maybe being food related?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, well, we just did it. It basically, this allergy guy.
They don't
which
care. They get money.
Again, I don't know if we talked about it on any of these episodes, but he basically said I wasn't allergic to anything because his test came back negative.
Which obviously is a limited test.
Well, and that makes me wonder, Chrissy, when I went to this allergy doctor, he obviously wasn't testing for food.
Right. He was testing for external
food allergies things. Are real, right?
Yeah.
So how could he?
Yeah. I mean, and food sensitivities are real.
You saw what the difference of not eating eggs are.
It's huge.
Like,
right.
I would get so sick, mm-hmm. I would have to go to bed almost.
Well, you'd be laid out for months. You were laid out for months.
Well, and then what was really hard is I still get some allergies from grass, right?
Right.
Like there still are some days my eyes are itchy. But
there was
not a day that I did not have a break. I was
It was
Zyrtec
bad.
D wasn't helping. None of these.
And you were taking like four a day. Oh. How many were you taking?
I don't know.
Taking a lot.
Well, every so often they would help. That's the thing. Every so often I felt, that one helped.
Mm-hmm.
That one. So you get a little bit of hope.
Right. I get it.
And all I needed to do was cut out eggs.
Stop eating eggs.
Isn't that the wildest?
It's just,
But what sucks is so I've stayed away from eggs even inside of things.
Right. You're very cautious about what you eat, for sure. Do you feel better?
You know, like right now I feel like I have this gas pocket in my which is weird.
It is Halloween. Did you eat anything weird?
No.
Because I know I did.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just stress.
Anxiety. Anxiety and stress will definitely do it also.
But I do feel better. Mm-hmm. I think I do, right?
You have like, more energy, for sure.
Do I have more energy?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, man. Well, all the sex we've been having. All the sex.
Okay, well, let's go there.
We don't need to get into crazy detail.
We've had
a lot of sex.
We're doing it like 3 times a day.
Well, twice.
Like 3 or 4 times.
Now we're going into 4?
Like, no. 3 or 4 days of 3 times a day.
Okay. All right.
I'm not wrong.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, but it's good. It's good.
It is good. It is.
And we're connecting. Sure. We're connecting.
I mean, you definitely did not have that energy when you were eating eggs.
When you were eating those eggs, you really think the eggs slowed me down?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's all that meat I'm eating.
It made you so...
Well, isn't meat so full of testosterone, right? Is it meat?
Probably.
And I think I was kind of low in testosterone.
I think every dude is. You know what I mean?
Isn't it testosterone which makes you horny, right?
Yeah.
Drives you.
It is.
Oh, man, I should go get a testosterone shot.
Oh, yeah, you should. We could do it like 5 times a day.
Look at her. What is going on here? What is going on, Chrissy?
Look, I'm just enjoying it.
No, it is, yeah.
I won't lie. So anyway.
Anyway, what else is going on? I'm trying to think here. Man. You know, Lucy celebrated her second birthday. It's almost the holidays. My 42nd. Oh, can we talk about going to California?
Oh my gosh, let's do it.
So check this out, guys. So my birthday is December 6th. I happened to be scrolling on the Instagrams and it said like, come and smoke a bowl with Tommy Chong or something like that, right? Like something like that. I'm like, what is this? And so it said like December 7th, right? And I'm like, well, my birthday is on this ad on Instagram, right? It said December, come smoke with Tommy Chong, December 7th, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, shoot, my birthday is December 6th. I'll go smoke with Tommy Chong. Anyways, I click on this link and you basically buy this ticket to get a tour of, you know, I mean, there's probably, I'm probably not going to even say everything you get from it, but you get a tour of their dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
You get
the grow area.
Yeah,
you get
the whole
dispensary.
You get to see some glass blowing,
glass bombs blowing.
And the pipes and everything, mm-hmm. right? And then
There's a professional chef that will cook for us
at the end. Yeah, there's a chef. And then you get like 50% off if you want to buy some herb, you know, some greens.
Some medicinal plant.
Anyway, and then you get a smoke with Tommy Chong.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's cool. It's crazy, though. What's crazy about it is we got to get to L.A.,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's a little bit of an ordeal. Here's the thing, right?
Is it?
Like, well, here's the problem. Old Chris would have said, no, you know, Chrissy, we got to save our money and not do...
Yes, he would have, and that's why I bought them without your permission.
Yeah, no, you kind of did surprise me. I kind of said, you were like, do you really want to do this?
And I'm like, yeah. You sent it to me, and I know you were saying it as a joke. You're like, I know what I want to do for my birthday.
Yeah, well, no, I was serious.
Were you?
You thought it was a joke?
Well, I thought you were saying it just to be like, oh, look, this is cool. Right?
Well, yeah.
Not expecting anything
from
it.
Well, I didn't really expect that.
And I was like, fuck that. I'm buying this. Because we're getting old and we better just enjoy ourselves.
We are. We are getting old.
So let's do it.
You know, come on. I'm 42, Chrissy. 42 years old.
That's a sexy age.
In December.
It's a sexy age.
I expected a grayer beard by now.
No.
I really did.
We'll get there. Tell you what. The 4 kids will definitely give you a grayer beard in a year or two.
Can you imagine all of a sudden me with a big gray beard?
Oh, it's going to be so
hot. That's going to definitely age me.
Get like a super gray beard and just get way more tattoos.
I've aged a lot since we've met, haven't I?
Not really. You still look very young.
Yeah, you're sweet.
You look younger than me and it's kind of ridiculous.
I look younger than you? Why? How?
You do. You have a very... Look, you're almost 42, and you look like you're in your 20s.
Oh, whatever.
It's true. Everybody we talk to says it. You cannot deny it.
All right. We don't... You can stop sucking the dick now. Like, come on.
No. I want to start.
Okay.
Later.
Later.
But let's talk now.
Okay, we're talking. But so anyway.
Anywho.
Should we wrap this up?
Okay.
I don't know.
We're going to go see Tommy Chong.
We're going to see Tommy in December. Hopefully we record before then. I want to thank everybody that stayed subscribed.
For real. Thank you guys so much because we have not forgotten about you.
I bet you we could do this more often. Throw Lucy on the bed to watch cartoons.
Digital babysitter? Hello?
And then the older kids, I mean, they're hiding out usually in like their rooms. And,
doing their own thing.
Here's the thing. And can I make a few comments on this real quick?
Okay.
I don't know if I have the best memory of myself at their age.
Oh, none of us do. I don't think any of us do.
You talk all the time that you... Oh, whoa.
Well,
You act like it was just yesterday for you. And I'm just
I remember being a dick to my parents. I specifically remember being a complete asshole.
I don't know if I was.
I don't know if you were either, but I know I was. I know I was because I remember that.
I'm
a little more lenient.
I remember skateboarding a lot. I do remember that.
I worked a lot.
I remember.
But when I was home, I would write nasty letters to my parents. Hmm. Like, I would stay up at night just writing the meanest stuff to them.
Yeah.
And I feel horrible about it now.
Yeah. Well, the whole point of what maybe I said it already. I don't know. It's hard because I do want to believe that. I don't even know what's the point of what I'm trying to say. Living with teenagers is tough. I mean, that's okay to say, right?
That's absolutely okay. One of the owners of a company that I worked for a couple of years ago came into work and
do you have to get that? Is that one of them texting us?
Yeah. He had a 14-year-old
daughter.
Do we need
to get them?
No, they're good. They want to know if they can do a sleepover.
Isn't that what you were talking about earlier?
Yeah.
Well, you sure?
Yeah. So I'll get to it. I have talked to another adult who came into work and he was like, the law should be that if you have teenage daughters, you're allowed to shoot them.
So basically, there will be no more
That's
women.
That's how every parent feels all the time.
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing. It's just hard.
Yeah.
You know? We'll make it, though.
We got it, baby.
We got this.
As long as I got you.
Yeah, man. As long as I got you. We're good. You and your almost gray beard.